Joining us now, we have the director of golf down at Innisbrook, where the Valspar is next week, Mr. Bobby Barnes. Bobby, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thank you so much for having me this morning. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So are you guys ready for next week or what? How's prep going?
Yeah, I'm really ready. we did a restoration of the golf course this summer, and so to think back to June and July and think that it's finally almost here is we couldn't be more excited at the property right now.
All right, so a restoration means that you kind of went back to some old school looking pictures and kind of restored things of the way they used to be, and does that make it more difficult?
No, I think it made it a little bit easier, and you're right. We've been saying that this is a restoration, not a renovation. The golf course was opened in 1972, and so what we've done is we've taken a 45-year-old golf course and restored it back to its glory and made it new again. So it really was a fun project this summer. Wadsworth Construction Company was the original designer of the golf course, and they were the ones that did the restoration, so it was a lot of fun. Working with them, they had literally the original blueprints back from the 70s, and so that was really cool to see that, and that's what we did. We just restored it. The greens shrink over time, tee boxes shrink over time, and so we were able to restore the greens back to their original size. We were able to go in and laser level all the tees, and we returned the golf course wall to wall. We replaced the Bermuda 419 that we used to have with the new Celebration Bermuda on the tees, fairways, roughs. And then we stayed with Tiff Eagle on the greens, which has proved to be a great surface for putting.
Well, and the marketing message on this is that the copperhead, the snake's going to bite back. And I was curious, as you talked about, maybe it possibly making it easier. I hope the snake isn't now toothless. But what was the impetus behind this? Was there fatigue on the course? Was it just time? When the decision was made to go through this restoration, what was the motivation behind it?
Was when you got a golf course like the Copperhead that gets as much traffic as it does, typically every 10 to 15 years, you really do need to go in, and there's a lot of thatch buildup and things of that nature that happen. So, and just to clarify, I didn't mean that the course is going to be easier. I just meant that the restoration this summer was easier working with Wadsworth.
So okay.
I think the course is actually going to be a little bit more challenging now. By restoring the greens back to their original size and reshaping a lot of the greenside bunkers, we were able to bring the greens out, the bunkers closer in, and you're going to see hole locations that we've never had before with this expansion. One of the things that we also did too was we softened up some of the slopes on the greens, and so when the course was designed back in the 70s, a lot of the undulation on the greens was used for drainage. The green speeds were a lot slower back then. Well, with this restoration, we've been able to go in and put drainage underneath all the greens, and so by softening up some of these slopes, we're going to be able to have pin placements where we've never had them before. So I think the players that have played this, we hosted a tour event for 25 years, and I think some of the players that have played for a long time are going to be surprised at some of the new hole locations and how the bunkers come more into play. So I actually think we've made the golf course a little bit more challenging.
Well, Bobby, before we talk about what kind of players and games may fit this new restoration, I'm looking at your scorecard, and I want to know where I could sit, where I can see enough of the action that perhaps I can see some guys rise and maybe check out a little carnage. I like carnage. So where on this course are we going to see the action on the leaderboard? Where are we going to see you sitting?
I think the back nine, there's a couple really good spots to watch golf. I mean, the snake pit, you know, 16, 17, and 18, talk about carnage and seeing. We always say that the tournament's won and lost in the snake pit. So 16 is a great par four. Every year plays in the top five of the toughest holes on the PGA Tour. So if you like to see some rise and fall, 16 is definitely a good spot. And, you know, the bleachers is the way we have them this year that overlook 17 and down 18 is a good spot too. So, you know, I would go to those last three holes. That's where the tournament's going to be won or lost.
See, Mike just likes watching the carnage because he likes seeing people make scores like he does. That's all. That's the only reason.
Well, I agree. You know, it makes you feel better about yourself when you see, you know, the most talented guys in the world make a mistake. So I'm with him there.
I like birdies personally. But, you know, it seems like when we hit Florida from, you know, Hawaii and West Coast, that, you know, we open up with the three tournaments in Florida, and it seems like getting to double digits allows you to win the tournament. I mean, 10 under going into a playoff last year, you know, 10 under is kind of leading this week, and you don't expect to see it go much lower than that. What do we get when we get to Florida? What makes it so intriguing to these guys and so difficult that we're, you know, that 10 under can win as opposed to like 18 or 19 under?
Yeah, I think, you know, it really goes back to the roots of golf, and I can speak for the Copperhead with the tree-lined fairways. You know, I speak with a lot of the players. One of the things that they really appreciate about the Copperhead golf course is it's not tricked out, if you will. There's not a ton of penalties with OB, and really water only comes into play probably 4 or 5 holes, and for some of these guys, you know, maybe only 1 or 2. So it really rewards great shot-making. You have to work your ball a little bit left to right on some of the holes, a little bit right to left on some of the holes. It's making slick putts. It's getting up and down on a very thick rough. So, you know, maybe it has to do with the climate and the time of year. But, you know, I know at Copperhead, the feedback that we always get is that we appreciate the fact that it's a very challenging golf course, but it's a very fair golf course. If you look at some of our past champions, back in 2011, Gary Woodland, probably one of the longest hitters on tour, especially at that time. Mark Calcavecchia had gone back a few more years. But then we've also had guys like Jim Furyk and Luke Donald in our tournament as well that maybe you wouldn't consider one of the longer hitters. So it really does reward great shot making, and I think that's why our scores are always as low or high, I guess, if you will, as they are. And you're right. My prediction this year is 9 under will probably win the tournament.
Well, we're on with Bobby Barnes from Innisbrook, host of the Valspar next week. And Bobby, if you look at, just as you said, if you look at your past champions list, there's a lot of variety on it. But whose game right now do you think is going to shape up to fit this course well?
That's a great question. I really think that the course really suits Jordan Spieth very well. Obviously, we're excited to have him back as our defending champion with the historical year that he had last year. And we're really proud of the fact that it all started at Innisbrook. That was one of the first tournaments that he won last year on his way to 2 majors in the FedEx Cup. But, you know, I think it suits his game really well, just the way he makes a lot of 15 to 20-foot putts. That's what you need on the Copperhead to play well. We do have a lot of our returning champions coming back. I think when you think of last year, Sean O'Hare was a past champion of ours and really had kind of fallen off the map, if you will, a little bit. And we it showed how well he can play and how well he plays that course. I like Jim Furyk and Luke Donald coming back. I'm really curious to see Graham McDowell is playing for the first time this year. He came out for a practice round last week, had a lot of good things to say about the golf course. So I'm excited to see how he does this first time. And, you know, another one, too, would be Matt Kuchar. He played last year for the first time and really enjoyed the course. And I'd really like – I'm thinking good things of him this year coming back on his second year. So those are a few of the guys that I'm really looking out for.
All right, here's a little piece of advice. If you want to go out and party a little bit, go find Harold Varner III. He's a local boy from up here in the Carolinas. Apparently, he has more fun than anybody out on tour. So, you know, make sure you find HV3 and hang out with him a little bit. Yeah, talk to him a little bit. He's fun. So when we talk instruction, I'm going to kind of preface Mike because I know he likes talking about this stuff. You know, everybody's always talking about hitting the ball longer. All these clubs are talking about, you know, we want you to hit the ball longer. We want you to hit it higher and further. Mike's in this movement about, you know, saving strokes around the greens to lower your scores. Is this, what kind of things are you seeing down there as you talk to people, as people come in and play? What are they really looking for from an instruction standpoint?
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with Mike more. I think he's a smart guy because what I
Careful.
See on the driving range is everyone with a driver in their hands. And, you know, it probably goes back to when we were all young and you just want to, you know, see how far you can hit the ball and how far you can hit your driver. But as you guys said, if you want to improve your scores, it's really all around the greens. I'll take a round of golf where I'm hitting the ball left to right, not hitting fairways, maybe not even hitting the greens. But if I can get up and down from everywhere, and when I do get that opportunity to make a birdie, I can make some putts. That's really what's going to save your score. So that's something that I've always tried to preach. It's something that's easier said than done. And I don't know what it is about the golf psyche, but everybody wants that driver in their hands and they want to hit it. And then what happens too is you start swinging harder and it gets your timing and rhythm off. So, you know, I think if the best advice I could give to anybody is practice your short game, not only just around the greens, but from 100 yards in, because that can really help get a good swing plane and a good pass when you're hitting your wedges well, and it will carry over to your longer irons.
Well, Bobby, you know, baseball may have taught us that chicks dig the long ball, but I'm guessing Zach Johnson felt a lot sexier than Dustin Johnson holding that claret jug.
I've heard it too, and if we could get that out of that baseball mentality and into more of the golf, we joke, you know, that chicks love the cut, so if we could just all focus on the short game, I think we'd be surprised about how fast our scores would go down.
All right, give your best hours time use for somebody in the sort of a mid to high handicap. He's got an hour at the practice facility, has access to bunkers and a chipping green and a putting green and a driving range. How should the average golfer divide that time?
Yeah, I think having a routine is good as well. So, you know, I would spend probably 60-70% of my time chipping, pitching, and putting, and I would probably spend another 10-15% hitting iron shots, because I think, you know, when you think about a round of golf, 18 holes, you know, maybe you hit your driver 14 times if you consider that you probably got four par threes on there. Maybe only 12 if there's a couple of short par fours where you're going to hit a 3-wood maybe off the tee. So it's, you know, just the opposite of what we've been talking about. I think I would probably – I usually go up hit four or five drivers, just see the ball going straight. I think spend a little bit more time on the actual tee, hitting irons, because that's actually going to get you on the green and give you some scoring opportunities. But I would spend a majority of that time really chipping, pitching, and putting. When your short game is going well, it's amazing. It takes a lot of the stress off the rest of your game and actually makes you play better.
How, you know, if you had the opportunity to take somebody and they came to you and said, I want you to make me a better player, how much time would you spend with them in terms of getting the golf ball around the golf course, in terms of planning out around, you know, maybe playing holes backwards, saying, okay, I only need to hit it, you know, 220 yards off this tee box to get it to the 150 to have a, you know, a 7 or an 8 iron or whatever it is that you hit from 150. And how much time would you spend with somebody in terms of getting the golf ball around the golf course as opposed to actual instruction of the golf swing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it really depends on the player. You know, there's some golfers that really struggle with consistency, and you know, for some people it's much easier to advance the ball 200 yards, and maybe it just goes right or left. But if that player is one that typically tops or hits a lot of fat shots or things like that, I'd probably spend a little bit more time with them actually hitting the golf ball. But once that's established, golf is a game of misses, so there's always going to be opportunities there. But I think what you pointed out is a good point, and a lot of the player lessons and things like that we do, we really talk about good golf course management and strategy, and, you know, just little things like if you're on a par five and you have on your second shot you have 300 yards left, a lot of people just grab their 3-wood and see how far they can hit it, knowing that there's no way that they're going to get to the green. But what, you know, the golf course strategy that I like to talk about is, if your favorite club is 120 and you've got 300 to the green, then grab your 180 club and set yourself up to have a chance. And just little things like that, I don't think that people think about in the moment. But, you know, par fives and things of that nature, when you know you can't make it to the green, even if it's a par four, or maybe you hit a bad drive and now you're just, you know, getting it out there, setting yourself up at 60, 70, 80, whatever suits your game. Little things like that will go a long way on the scorecard. When you've got your favorite club in your hand all day, you know, even hitting a bad drive, just forgetting that shot and focusing on the next one to get the next one can really go a long way too. So it really depends on the player, but I think there's a lot to be said about golf course management that a lot of golfers don't think about.
Yeah, I always try and explain to 20 handicaps that from 200 yards, your percentage that you're going to hit the green is probably very slim. You're better off hitting an 8-iron and then a wedge and trying to make a 10 or 12 foot putt, and you're going to make par more often than if you're trying to hit the green from 200.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, getting into that golfer's mind and getting them to do that is easier said than done. And I think that's why it's always good to get some instruction and to have those different things. Because again, if you're on the golf course, you're grabbing that three wood and you're going for that miracle shot.
Well, Bobby, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Have a great week next week down there at Innisbrook, and put your feet up on Sunday afternoon, sit on 9 under, and see what happens. Right.
That's right. Hey, thank you guys so much for having us. We really appreciate it. And, that 9 under. Look for that 9 under.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bobby.
All right. Have a good day, guys.